This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. We'd love to find out. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or you can text me anytime. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. So Scott handed off for his July vacation because you were celebrating having let the ink dry on the Declaration of Independence. Nobody could do anything or they might smear the ink. So Scott's gone for a few days. Daryl Lees will be in for the next couple of days. Today, a special treat. The one, the only John Trandum is in.
Hey, Todd, it's a special treat for me. Special treat for me. I don't know
how's
if that applies
that
to the audience or not, but oh, you know what? I put my wife in charge of the shop this morning, so my wife and three kids, 3, 4, and 6, are manning the shop. So I hope that they do a lot of business while I'm here, and you know, it's fun. This is good.
Your wife is manning. Okay.
She's manning. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good point. She's woman.
I'm peopling. I'm personing. I'm not manning.
You know, if I made that a gender specific, that would irritate the heck out of her. So we're going to stick with my wife.
Well, there you go. There's your secret weapon.
Yeah.
No, Todd said I had to know. Whatever. Don't blame me if you want. But
well, I should say there's a lot going on, but there's not that much going on. It's the day after the Independence Day. Everyone is tired from celebrating, staying up late listening to fireworks, but. To get us started, since we're statewide now, I just want to introduce myself, John Trandum, District 45 Republican Chairman, is usually how I'm known. But I also serve on the North Dakota Judicial Conduct Commission and a former chair of North Dakota Right to Life. Stay active in politics, so it was very exciting to have Trump here recently. You didn't come up for that, did you, Todd? I didn't see you.
I did not.
I'll tell you what, that was a cool, fun event, and he just knocked it out of the park. It was.
I've even got a Trump 2020 hat, so I would have fit right in. But
you would have fit right in. There was. I don't know that there were many people that didn't have hats on, although I didn't, because I put on my Make America Great cap before we went out the door. My wife said, "Don't wear that hat. You look like a train conductor, because it's just a huge, giant, looks like a baker's hat on me. Because I got a small head. I'm not a.
It's a good
Trump hat.
Train on which to be right about now.
Well, the Trump train is rolling and rolling strong, and that is good. So now I heard a little story, and I'm not positive, but was it you, Todd, that had $2,800 worth of fireworks explode in the back of your pickup, literally incinerating the truck here in North Dakota?
No, that was not me.
That wasn't you.
Okay. But, no.
I was picturing the scene, Todd's cruising down the road.
That sounds like a Kevin Flynn thing, really, but.
Listening to Black Betty and having a smoke.
Hey.
Enjoying the scenery.
Oh,
and
Black Betty had a baby. Bam a lamb, Black Betty had a baby.
That's the guy that used to shoot off the fireworks for everybody, as a matter of fact.
Black Betty, bam a lamb, jump study, Black Betty.
He's the guy that lit up all the fireworks, and that's the song he would sing to himself as he was shooting off all the fireworks. They were getting it all ready.
Bam-a-lam. Oh, Black Betty.
There was Lead Belly with his headphones on as he was listening to.
There we go. Now that's not.
How could you not be in a good mood after listening to this song?
Gets you going. Gets the adrenaline pumping for a busy day on the radio.
Exactly. Your morning calisthenics.
Well, I'm glad that was not you, Todd.
That was not me.
I'm glad.
$2,800 worth of no. I'm not. That's you should have a pyrotechnics permit to have that much.
That's the first hurdle for me. Is the $2,800 worth of fireworks? I've not in my entire existence owned a cumulative total of $2,800 worth of fireworks.
No. No, because if I own that much in fireworks, they'd be calling me Lefty today.
Well,
I'm sure there would have been an accident involved.
Yeah, someone was planning a big show, and there was a big show. The unfortunate part about that show is that it involved their pickup, and I don't think that was probably in the plan. But it doesn't sound as though anyone was injured, and that's always good. So
that sounds like that sounds like towns that some people grew up in, and you write country songs about. That, you know, that was our entire 4th of July budget was $2,800 on fireworks.
Yeah, no kidding. That's something else. But in any event, I was telling the story earlier, Todd, about how one of my fireworks misadventures when I was young. I was probably 17, 18 years old. And a friend and I went out and we got some fireworks. We probably spent $3 because that's probably what we had. But, you know, this was 25 years ago, so $3 would get you a grocery bag full of cheapo fireworks. So we had this grocery bag of fireworks. We drive out in the country, about a 50-mile-an-hour crosswind, which is perfect scenario. The perfect scenario for lighting fireworks is when it's dry and windy. So a couple of teenagers with matches go out, and we've got these fireworks. We got the bag. We jump out of the car. We lay the bag of fireworks down on the front seat and leave the door open for easy access so that we can go back and get the fireworks quick.
Of course.
And we prop up the first bottle rocket. First one in a bottle. Prop it up. Light the fuse. Wind comes up. It blows the bottle over on its side. The bottle rocket shoots directly into the bag of fireworks sitting on the front seat of my car. We're both standing there waiting for my car to explode. And it doesn't blow up. Doesn't go off. It's a dud. That's what you get when you buy cheapo fireworks, I guess.
It saves you
from having to buy another $600 76-gram tree.
Because you figure $2,800, some of them are going to blow up for you, right?
Yeah, well, you'd think so. So we readjusted our formula and shut the door on the car and took a couple of paces. And what we were trying to do is there was this abandoned trailer house that was down in a kind of a ditch or something, so we were shooting the fireworks at that. And I don't know what we were hoping to have happen, but it didn't. Nothing happened. We just shot our fireworks, and then we went on our merry way after burning up our $3. But that's my big fireworks story. I've never hurt myself or blown off a finger or anything. Do you do fireworks, Todd?
One time when I was a kid, because we couldn't even, I lived in inner city Minneapolis, and not that we followed every darn law, because Lord knows we didn't. But we never really, you couldn't buy them there. Jason Sturrock is actually totally unrelated, but he's texting me that Congressman Kevin Cramer can't do 10. Can he call in now?
Holy cow.
So, well, I'm texting back, have him call. I was wondering why he was calling. He kept hitting redial and calling me over and over, and I'm like, Jason, turn your radio on. What am I doing at 9 o'clock?
We've got a guest scheduled for 9:30, so I don't know if we can reschedule him for 10 o'clock, but if not, we'll just take Kevin.
Call a darn show. But anyway, so there was that one time we did fireworks in Lincoln, Nebraska, because they did sell them there or wherever we bought them. But I'm like, I got it out of my system, I guess. It's not my deal. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's not my deal. It doesn't mean it's not 10 zillion other people's deal.
I guess not. Well, we got a caller on, Don, from Hope, it looks like. Don, welcome to the program. You have a story to share about fireworks, Don?
Yeah, just real quick. My mother-in-law has passed on, but years ago, we were out there in Bismarck, one of the parks, and we were shooting off some bottle rockets. Yes, it wasn't the best thing to be doing, but we got the brilliant idea. Let's just light them and throw them up in the air and see how far they go. And they were going everywhere, and the last one I did that with, threw it up in the air, took off right between my mother-in-law's legs.
Oh, no.
And went off. Oh, yeah. She stood there looking at us. What's that?
Was she impressed?
No. But yeah. She didn't say anything. I just said, okay, that's it for the bottle rockets. You know, and we just walked away. But she, being the sweetheart she was, she didn't say a word.
Oh, my. And she remained your mother-in-law.
Yes. Yes, she did.
That's one of those things that you hope never happens with your mother-in-law, or anyone for that matter, but certainly yeah. not your mother-in-law.
Yeah, my wife saw it. She grabs onto me and she says, "That was my mom you shot at. I didn't mean to shoot it there." Oh, my God. That was scary. I thought sure she got hit.
Don, it's a good thing that she didn't. It's a good thing that. Now, did you light off any fireworks yesterday?
Oh, no. No, no. I'm too old for that stuff.
Too old for that? I don't
what?
Know if that's possible.
Now,
that
wait
possible?
A minute.
No, you too old for that?
I am not willing to listen to that card. Come on.
Oh, come on now. No, I'm.
You can be, he can't be too old for fireworks.
No, I like going out watching them, but, you know, I have business to do. I've got a truck to deliver fertilizer with here.
I mean, Lead Belly wasn't too old when he was shooting off fireworks, so.
All right, well, Don, thank you for the call. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad your mother-in-law was safe and that you survived that one. It's we've got to go to a break here, but it sounds like when we come back, we'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer on for a short bit with us in any event. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farrelson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Farrelson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Farrelson. You'll enjoy it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is on now at What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott handed off today, but never fear, Trandum's here.
Wow, that was quick, Todd. I've never heard you do it that fast. That's great. But since we've got a congressman on the line, we want to make sure and defer and have a little time to chat. So welcome, Congressman Cramer, to the program. How are you doing? How's your Independence Day?
My Independence Day was awesome, and we're continue to celebrate Independence Week by driving around North Dakota. Yeah, see, folks, today we're on our way to Watford City. Chris and I are on our way to Watford City to walk in their Independence Day parade. We'll be in Walhalla this weekend to walk in their Independence Day parade and just celebrate liberty. It's a great, great time.
That's a great time, and there's never a bad time to do that. I saw the Kramer crew was out in force on the fourth, so that's good news for the campaign. You've got you enlist a lot of supporters.
Unbelievable, John. Thanks for noticing that, because just incredible how many people turned out to walk with us yesterday in Mandan. That's a huge parade, about 300 units, 15,000 people. I told the organizers, I said, next year what we should do is make sure that every participant in the parade weighs their candy before the parade. Then you add the total up and just see. I'd like to know how many tons of candy get thrown out, given to children. What's so fun about Independence Day, of course, is I think are the kids. They with their red, white, and blue dresses and short outfits, and everybody gets so festive. And when you have a perfect day like we had yesterday in North Dakota, with the weather being gorgeous and the prairies being green and the people fired up, it was a really special day yesterday for sure. And then ended it last night on the Capitol grounds, as is our tradition out in Bismarck. We're listening to the Bismarck Mandan Symphony Orchestra play patriotic music, and John Philip Sousa while the fireworks are going off next to the Capitol. Was really, really, really fun.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm glad you and the family had a good time. Now, something that's very, very American is the Supreme Court, and that's in the news lately. It sounds as though Trump has narrowed his prospects a little bit. What are your thoughts? Which direction do you think he's going to go on this? It sounds like Amy Barrett is a front runner as far as the press is concerned, but that means absolutely zero in reality. So where do you think this is heading?
Well, John, as you know, if the press is cheering her on, that might be to her detriment with the president. But it's interesting, I was with the president, of course, a couple of hours after the announcement came out that Justice Kennedy had announced this to the president that he was not going to serve beyond this term or even this particular, I guess it is terms in the terms of the. It was an exciting day to be with the president. And he asked right out front, he said, do you have any preferences? And I said, my only preference would be don't succumb to the pressure to make this some sort of an affirmative action pick. Make sure you pick a good, solid conservative and cement this 5-4 conservative majority that we have based on, on a judge's or a lawyer's judicial demeanor and philosophy, not on particular cases or specific cases, but rather judge the person on their overall philosophy, because, that's what's going to carry the day, not one particular ruling here or there. Interestingly, to your point, Amy Barrett seems to be the person emerging, at least in the public arena, as that person. And I personally love that pick. I just, if it comes down to her, I think that's an easy one for conservatives to rally around and rally behind. I think it's, I don't know if it's a consensus pick, because Democrats have already announced they're going to oppose everybody. But that said, I think that, Judge Barrett having now, a little bit of a record, and having been through the scrutiny, having already been confirmed by the United States Senate for the Court of Appeals, all of that bodes well for her. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. As you know, she took a lot of heat from Democrats for being too Catholic. Imagine that. I had forgotten that was a sin in America. Wait a minute, it's not. She would be an exciting pick at this point, but who knows? Like you said, the president is nothing if not unpredictable.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I appreciate your having mentioned fulfilling some sort of an obligation to be politically correct or have a diverse representation on the court. At 9:30, we've got Walter E. Williams coming on the air to actually talk about his piece that was called Diversity and Inclusion Harm, and all of the damage that does at not only institutions of higher learning, but now employers are starting to use that tactic. So what would, in your opinion, in terms of looking at the current makeup of the Supreme Court, if you were speaking on behalf of Democrats, who would they need to pick to make this a pleasing sampling of Americans.
Wow. That's a great, I guess I just don't think that way, John, so it would be
hard
to even come up with that person. You're exactly right. I mean, I don't even want to start going down that path because all of these trackers that are recording every word I say would love to take and twist and that all around. But this is why what a person brings to the court, or frankly to any appointment, but particularly the Supreme Court, where there are only 9 total. A president is fortunate if he or she gets 1 or 2 or maybe 3 appointments. You just can't squander them on some sort of equal opportunity employment situation. You have to look at their intellect. President Trump is very high on intellect and academic credentials. I am less so on academic credentials. Obviously, intellect is important. But I think that, if I was going to do any bias, if I was going to look for some sort of inclusion, what I'd be looking at, anybody but somebody from an Ivy League school would be that'd be one of the criteria I'd look for. I'd look for a middle of the country, somebody from red state America who can apply the common sense that is much more common in the middle of America than it is on the edges of America. And so, if I was going to look for inclusion, that's what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for somebody that maybe didn't go to an Ivy League school. That's not to say only, that bad people go to Ivy League schools, but I do see that as being as much a detriment as a benefit, if you will, because if you have the benefit of not being taught by far left liberal professors who want to impose this far left view of the world, I think that's good. But I'm willing to take an Ivy Leaguer if they're the right type of Ivy Leaguer.
If they're the right type, well, yeah, exactly. And it's not about political ideology. It's about accurately interpreting the Constitution and applying that rather than creating law from the bench. Kevin just asked me a question. Why, and this is a good question, why is it always Social Security and Medicare that you're being accused of wanting to cut? And why don't our opponents ever talk about any of the logical cuts that we're actually endeavoring to make?
Well, it's because it's been such a successful go-to weapon for them in politics over the decades. And going back, far before I was probably in Congress, but even when, in my early runs, it was all about throwing grandma off the cliff and scaring senior citizens into thinking their programs that they've paid into their whole life are going to be cut. It has worked in the past. It has not worked as well in recent elections, and I certainly don't believe it will work in this one because my record is so solid in support of these programs. And as my current ad shows, I have a mom who is the sole income in Social Security. I'm not likely to cut her.
No, not likely indeed. Well, with that, we've got to go. I'm sorry to say, Congressman, thank you for being with us this morning, though, and we'll be sure to talk to you again soon.
Well, thanks for accommodating my weird schedule. Bye-bye now.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with Dr. Walter E. Williams.
800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 young boys in Thailand, now 12 days trapped in a cave, and rescuers are working feverishly to figure out how to get them out before more heavy rain hits the area and further floods that cave system. This American scuba instructor, Jonas Ferberg, agrees with those who have proposed giving the boys themselves scuba lessons.
They're going to have to place their trust in these other divers, and these divers are placing themselves at great risk as
as well.
Tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods are scheduled to kick in tomorrow. At a Beijing press conference today, a Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says China will immediately retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods when they do. Weekly jobless claims rising by 3,000 last week to a level that was 8,000 more than analysts had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Membership drive, free steak supper, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bottineau County. It's Tuesday, July 10th in Antler Memorial Park. And What's in Your Mind will, in fact, be around. More to come on that. It's 27 before the hour. Todd Mitchell and John Tratton for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, and we're back. Thank you, Todd, for that. We've got a very distinguished guest on the line with us right now. Dr. Walter E. Williams is a professor of economics at George Mason University and has long been my go-to guy when I guest host this program, and we always get favorable Facebook posts and emails after the fact, so we keep having him back. Now, Dr. Williams, welcome to the show this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
A happy Independence Day. Did you light off any fireworks?
No, I didn't. I was trying to go to sleep when the fireworks were going off.
You know, you and me both. You and me both. And I couldn't picture you lighting off fireworks, so I that was kind of a loaded question. Now, I was looking at your columns, as I often do, and I picked up on one called Diversity and Inclusion Harm. And this is a two-part column. And it was my intention to give the guests here a little, the listeners here a little primer on that. But we ended up having a congressman on a little earlier than we anticipated. So I didn't get to. So if you want to start off with just a little overview of what you're talking about with diversity and inclusion harm and how can diversity and inclusion ever lead to any sort of harm?
Well, as I began the column, I said that you probably cannot have any conversation with college presidents, CEOs, and many politicians and race hustlers before diversity and inclusion drops from their lips. And I think that it's causing a serious problem. That is the effort to have inclusiveness. One of the things I talk about is I report on a story by Heather McDonald, who works for the Manhattan Institute in New York, and she points out that that diversity and inclusion has taken over some of the STEM fields. That is the science, technology, engineering, and math. And what they're doing in those fields is that they're lowering the standards of lowering standards so that they can have a more pleasing mix of women, blacks, and Hispanics.
Now, to whom is this mix more pleasing, Doctor?
Well, it's more pleasing to the people at universities and some CEOs, and then also much of the funding of universities and other institutions, they get money from the government. And, for example, the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health are two federal agencies that fund university research. And if they determine that the university has not done enough in the name of diversity and inclusion, they will yank the grants from them. And I point out that Heather McDonald quotes a UCLA scientist who says that across the country, the big question now in STEM is how can we promote more women and minorities by lowering the requirements that were previously set for graduate study. And just as dangerous, perhaps more so, is the FAA rules during the last part of the Obama administration. The FAA is also trying to get diversity and inclusion among air traffic controllers. And so what they've done, the procedure that they've used for years and years to get aircraft control people, they've just canned them. And in order to join the program to get training as an air traffic controller, you have to pass a biographical test or biographical test. And among the questions are, for example, how would you describe your ideal job? What has been the major cause of your failures? Now, they give points for these, for answers or responses to these questions, and these questions have more to do with a person being an applicant, successfully applying for the job, than a person who has been a pilot or he's been a veteran with air traffic control and related military background.
So when
people fly on the airplane, they should just recognize that there's some affirmative action or the best people are not being chosen anymore.
So I've got to assume that to make such changes in industry, they've got empirical evidence that a pleasing mix is effective in creating additional commerce and or heightened skills as an employee than would having higher standards. Have you seen that study that demonstrates that?
No, I haven't, but Heather McDonald and her article, she says that somehow the NSF NSF-backed scientists managed to rack up more than 200 Nobel Prizes in science before the agency realized that scientific progress depended on diversity. And in my column, I point out that that she didn't go far enough, because while Jewish Americans are less than 3% of the United States population, they are 35% of the American Nobel Prize winners. And so
that doesn't seem quite right.
Well, yeah, no, it does not seem quite right. It's no fairer than the fact that in basketball, 80-some percent of the players are black, and football, 66% of the players are black, and in ice hockey, there are American ice hockey players who are born and raised in Hawaii.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Dr. Williams, and I know that that you have a cousin that was a very famous basketball player, and I would hate to have watched those Philadelphia 76ers if it was just a bunch of bumbling white guys at the time.
or Asians.
Yeah, but there you go. There you go.
Or women.
Yes, yes. Now, this goes back a ways, because you make reference a number of times throughout these articles to the conferring of fraudulent high school diplomas. Now, if we roll this back a little bit, I go back to American Contempt for Liberty, one of your books, where you talk about diversity enthusiasts in college who pine for college campuses to, quote, look like America. And then you go back a little bit further into high school, and you see people like President Obama is sorrowful over the disparate use of disciplinary tools. Now, where does this diversity and inclusion harm begin? Does this begin in elementary school? Does it begin in college? Where does it start, and how does it end?
Well, I think it starts in Washington and its state capitals and various politicians that are mouth-mouthed or intimidated by various civil rights or organizations or women's groups, that they make kind of concessions that they would never made before. And some of the statistics about education in our country is just really depressing. The education quality that white kids receive is nothing to write home about. But the education that black kids receive is just disastrous beyond anything that you would imagine. For example, in the city of Baltimore, they have 39 high schools, and in 13 of those high schools, predominantly black high schools, not a single student tested proficient in math. And also no more than 6 or 7% test proficient in reading. However, at the same time, these students get high school diplomas. And so the high school diplomas are indeed fraudulent. And the high school diploma attests that you can read and write and compute at a 12th grade level, when very often, the holder can't read and write at the 7th grade level. And we see this happening in colleges where, and this is across the board in terms of race and sex, is that close to 50% of incoming freshmen require remedial reading, writing, or math. And so if you require remedial reading and writing and math, well, you don't belong in college.
I should say not. In pursuit of a pleasing mix, these are the same individuals that they're now pushing to fly our aircraft.
That is absolutely right, and I worry about that. And I would hope that somebody at the FAA comes to their senses and cans this particular program. And there's a good chance that it might be canned.
Well, I would certainly hope so when it's a matter of public safety. Now, there's a number of things that I've got highlighted in your article. We've only got about 2 minutes left to go, unfortunately. We could talk all day about this. But one thing that I highlighted was mathematics itself operates as whiteness. Now, I'm not able to decipher that statement at all. It was apparently a statement made by a math education professor. Can you make more sense out of that?
No, I cannot.
It just makes as little sense as it sounds. Well, now, how about a male heterosexual privilege? Now, I'm not sure where we got into sexual preferences in this whole diversity thing and what impact that has in the workplace, and how would one even know whether a person were heterosexual or not in the workplace were it not for someone advertising it?
I don't know. You're asking me questions that are beyond my pay grade.
And maybe the real answer is there is no answer.
Yeah, more than likely. And I think that what we Americans need to ask the questions, at least the older ones among us, is that back in 1950, 1960, maybe even 1970 or 1980, some of the things that are being said today would have been looked at as sheer lunacy. But this professor that you talked to, that you mentioned, said that math is just really about whiteness. Her article was published in a refereed journal. I mean, that is, other people in her profession read her article and said, oh, it's okay to be published. I mean, that's a sad commentary on where we are.
I would say it is. Now, we've got a remaining only about 30 or 40 seconds here, but I'd like a very quick comment from you on the upcoming Supreme Court appointment by Donald Trump. Now, what would you like to see in a justice? And I know this is a position you said you may accept, so I'm gonna maybe put your name in the mix.
I just one who loves and respects and adheres to the Constitution and does not see the Constitution as a living document, and recognizes that the legislature is in charge of laws as opposed to the court.
Amen. Dr. Walter E. Williams, thank you for being with us today. American Contempt for Liberty is one of his many books that I would recommend reading. God bless you, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates, some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. Folks know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 10 before the hour on What's in Your Mind, and CJ is here. Did you have a good Independence Day? Oh, Jim the Flagpole guy. That's right. We're doing him later. Sorry about that. Jim the Flagpole guy is here. I know you had a great Independence Day. Sorry, I'm mixing up my schedule in my head.
Yeah, that's all right, Todd. How are you doing? Hello, everybody. Well, today, I did have a good Independence Day. We floated down a river here. I'm in Michigan on a working vacation. And yesterday, the group floated down the river. We got halfway down the Platte River and came into Platte Lake. And once we were there, we were greeted by volunteers who've been doing this, I guess, for the last 13 or 14 years. Free hot dogs, free food. They just had a whole table worth of food out in this middle of the sandbar. They barbecued out there about halfway through the canoe trip, and we just enjoyed that. And then we finished our canoeing. And I got a little story, though, Todd. You know, I came here, and one of my buddies has a resort, and I said, well, here, I'll send this flagpole ahead. And he's like, oh, what? I'm like, yeah. So I guess, bring it on. So I sent him a 40-footer.
We installed it,
and it's in a prominent position next to the road. And one of the neighbors ended up giving them $200 randomly for beautifying the neighborhood. So my question is, do I not have the best job in the world?
You have the coolest job in the world, my friend. That is fantastic.
The spirit of alive, the spirit of America is becoming great again, and people are. If you were to use me as a test of the spirit of America, I get to witness it all the time. And red, white, and blue is becoming popular again, Todd. And I'm just grateful for being in a position a couple of years ago where I saw a need, and then now it's moving into something bigger than I guess I even dreamed. So thank you to everybody. And next week we come back to North Dakota, and we start back up hard, and no more distractions. We're going to install flagpoles until Christmas.
Fantastic. Jim, the flagpole guy, how do we get a hold of you?
701-571-FLAG, 701-571-3524, or you can reach me at jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And God bless you and your audience, Todd, and thank you, everybody, for showing their patriotism and being proud to be American.
Amen, my friend. Thank you so much. And God bless John Trandum, who's here, in fact, for Scott Hendon. Not to leave John out of the mix here. John, come on in.
Hey, I'll take that any day of the week, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jim, the flagpole guy. You know, we get to the 4th of July, Independence Day happening. That's a big day for him, and hopefully that gets people's patriotic juices flowing and gets that tail ringing for him.
Amen.
I see your, where are we? Do we still have Jim with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're still there. I'm sorry. I thought Todd, I thought you were closing out with Jim, but you still got him here.
Have you seen those
orders rolling in, Jim, for flagpoles after the 4th of July? Is that usually a hot time for you?
Well, I tell you, this last week I've been overwhelmed with responses and requests for installations of flagpoles. It's just a surprise. I don't know if I'm surprised or not, based on everybody's mood in America. Everybody wants to be show their patriotism. But yes, overwhelmed. And
so how many people called on the 3rd and said they need the flag by the 4th?
5. Well, not by the 4th. They're all pretty understanding. But I get about 5 a day, and 5 to 7, I suppose, every day. So I'm doing my best to follow up with everybody and serve them when I get back.
I'm sure you do. Is there a city in North Dakota where you have not yet installed a flagpole? We got to set some goals here. Well, yeah, I was going
to
say we got
to
set some goals.
I've been to all four corners. Yes, sir.
So which cities are on your lists to hit yet? Let's see if we can generate some business here.
Well, South Fargo. I'll be back there. Scott Hennon's church called me, the Knights of Columbus. They have a request for 3 poles. And I went to Langdon last year, which is northwest of, you know, Grand Forks. I've been all the way up to Crosby and Fortuna and all the way down to Glendive. So I've pretty much covered all four corners. And Bismarck Mandan, I'm coming to see you next week.
There we go. Perfect.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good.
All right.
Thanks for being with us, Jim. We appreciate it. And everyone, get those phone calls in and get on the schedule for Jim the Flagpole Guy. Now, Todd, I see on the talk back here that you've got a text. Walter E. Williams for SCOTUS.
Can't argue with that.
After hearing from him, I can't argue with it either. He'd be one of my
There's a part of me that would love to see Judge Judy on there just to see what, you know the cameras would be rolling and it'd be entertaining.
Judge
but,
Judy, let's
so can we get both of them? We're going to need another one pretty soon anyway, right?
Well, we better get to a break right now. John Tran, I'm filling in for Scott Hannon, sitting in with Todd here and having a great time. Hang with us. We'll be back at the top of the hour.
Radio.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.